Mix 94.7 KMCH. It is time for another business of the day. And today I am talking with Rick Steer. He is the Vice President and General Manager of the Systems Division of Zero Zone. And Rick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Rob. Thank you.
Where are you located right now, Rick?
So right now I'm sitting in the systems plant of Zero Zone, located in Ramsey, Minnesota, which is a northwest suburb of Minneapolis-St. Paul.
And Rick, could you tell us a little bit about Zero Zone?
Absolutely. Zero Zone is an OEM, an original equipment manufacturer for refrigeration equipment. And we're a Midwestern company. We started out in Wisconsin, North Prairie, which is a suburb of Milwaukee, building door freezers way back 61 years ago already. And they expanded that business to include refrigeration systems, which is what is produced here in Ramsey, Minnesota, and also being produced today in Dyersville, Iowa. And the refrigeration system is really the backbone of that display case that you might see at a Fairway Foods or at a Whole Foods or at any Cub Foods or Costco. And our system is what gets those cases, those walk-in coolers, it's what gets them cold. Our mission is to protect and preserve the freshness of food and pharmaceuticals.
And it is a growing industry.
It is quite a growing industry. And in Zero Zone, we've always considered ourselves to be the smaller player. But, you know, over time, we've really focused on responsiveness. And if you look at our website, it's truly what we offer. We offer agility, and we really try to take care of our customers. And that's what's helped us to grow. And now we're actually number three in our business of supplying cases and systems in the refrigeration world. So it's done us quite well. And we've been growing steadily over the last decade.
And part of that growth, obviously, is moving to a new location. So, Rick, I got to ask you, what brought you to Dyersville?
Great question, Rob. You know, we knew we wanted to stay in the Midwest. We needed more capacity in building these systems. So we did a search, and we searched Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. And there were two things that we had to have. We had to have employees, and we had to have a building. And in the Midwest, you know, there's a whole bunch of hardworking folks in the Midwest, great attitudes. And one of the site selections was in what I would call the Greater Dubuque area. And we got connected with the Greater Dubuque Development Corporation. Jason White was one of our contacts there. And Dubuque didn't really have a great building for us, but Dyersville is such an awesome community, and they were looking out toward the future, and they actually had a building there that was almost completed. We worked a little bit with Jackie Ray out of the Dyersville development community there, and we got connected. So we found a town in Iowa that had a building capacity and really a great people, great community.
So not to overuse a phrase around the Dyersville area, but they built it, and you came.
You got it, absolutely.
You are going to be a very welcomed new neighbor there in the Dyersville area, that is for sure. And one more time, Rick, could you tell folks, what are the items then that they are going to be making with pride there in Dyersville?
So, and you know, the team on April 18th delivered the first Dyersville, Iowa-built system. So we build refrigeration systems there, and they vary in size, but again, that's the part of the system, the core part of the system in a grocery store or ice arena that makes it cold. And so we do a lot of work, not to mention any specific customers, but with a convenience store known well to Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and many, many grocery stores. So we are delivering refrigeration systems. Some of the things we do and our employees and craftsmen do there is we do welding, we braze copper, we do a lot of electrical assembly and testing and engineering. So a lot of great opportunities in Dyersville in this division. We have about 52,000 square feet located right off the highway there, and we really want to expand that. There's another 50,000 square feet coming available, and we hope we can find the people to fill that up so we can expand fairly quickly.
Okay, Rick, this is what people need to know, because if they want to find a good job with good people that is going to be around for a good long time, they want to check out Zero Zone And how do they become an employee there with your company?
You could certainly stop in and talk to Janelle, and we'd be happy to give you a tour and show you what we do. Or visit our website at www.zero-zone.com. That's www.zero-zone.com.
Well, I have been visiting with Rick Steer. He is the Vice President, General Manager of the Systems Division of Zero Zone. Rick, I want to thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us today.
Well, and thank you so much. And I offer everyone a tour. Come on out and let's take a look at us. We are hiring. We have a great environment. We have a great initial team there. There's about 25 people there now. And we want to double that. So if you're interested in looking at a manufacturing opportunity, something new to the area, please come and check us out.
And Zero Zone is our business of the day on Mix 94.7 KMCH.